Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about Tyler Bozak scoring 338 into overtime to give the Blues the stunning 5-4 comeback win over the Avs in Denver in Game 5 on Wednesday night, if you go back, because tonight they're going at it in St. Louis, Game 6. They forced it the other night by playing their ass off. The Blues are still down 3-2 in the series. They rallied twice to stun the Avs. They were less than a minute away from their first Western Conference final appearance since 2002, but Robert Thomas scored to force the overtime on a chippy on the doorstep that went off Kemper and the loose puck he banged in behind him, and then Bozak won it. Bozak said, it's just a resilient group of guys. We got down, didn't want the season to be over, fought hard, and got some big goals late. Bozak scored his second goal of the playoffs on a long slap shot that beat Kemper. He made 25 saves in the puppy. The vet, Bozak, had just 7 minutes of ice time in the game, but he got it done. He said, I just got a little bounce up top and saw a lane to the net in overtime. There's definitely no such thing as a bad shot. Just try to get it through on the traffic. All I know is it went in, and that's all that matters. Boom, baby. How about the Blues? They were down 3-0 in the second period, and then rally cap style to tie the game in the third. MacKinnon scored on an unbelievable rush, belly-to-belly, end-to-end, with 2:46 left in reg to give the Avs the 4-3 lead. The crowd was going crazy. They thought they had it in the bag, but the Blues weren't done. Their coach, Craig Berube, said, we battle back, and then we give up that goal. It could have been deflating, but our guys have a lot of guts. The place was going crazy after MacKinnon's goal. But the Blues had another comeback in them. Tarasenko's shot bounced off Kemper, and Thomas knocked it in. It was Thomas's second goal of the game to force overtime. How about Thomas? He had 2 goals on the night. The guy hadn't scored in the first 10 games of the playoffs. But it's when you score, not if you score. He came up huge for the Blues. The Avs lost, and MacKinnon had a 4-point night that was paired with his second career playoff hat trick. MacKinnon said, we got to move on and win game 6 on the road. Hopefully everything happens for a reason. It should make our team a little harder, a little grittier. You can't win every series in 4 and 5 games. We're excited to have a huge challenge in St. Louis in front of us and try to close out the series. Remember, McKinnon had 5 goals in the sweep of the Predators. He hadn't scored a goal against the Blues in the second round, but went off on Wednesday night. He corrected his slump by having his first of the series, 3:51 into the game, taking a pass from Lehkonen and snapping one past Ville Husso, who made 30 saves in the game. And, of course, he's played now 3 games for Jordan Binnington since he left the series after the hit by Kadri. So then you get a McKinnon second goal on the power play at 18:23 of the first period on a shot in close on Husso. And then the Avs extended the lead to 3-0 as Landeskog tipped home a shot from Taves. I hit a McKinnon goal on a prop. I hit a Landeskog goal on a prop. I mean, I have just been killing it for you lately with these prop bets. We got the prop boat in the lagoon, twin engines down, mercury outboards, styling, cruising the lagoon for chicks, and they all want to jump on board and drink mimosas. Shakadoo. Tarasenko scored from the left circle to cut the deficit to 3-1 at 14:42 of the second period. And then they went at it some more at 9:57 of the third as Thomas scored on a setup from Buchnevich. And Thomas said, you got nothing to lose. You might as well throw it all out there. That was our mindset. And then Blues defenseman Justin Falk tied the game at 15:14 of the third period, jamming one past Kemper with a lot of traffic in front of the net. And it was all jammed up in there. Berube said that the key to the comeback, getting to the net after, you know, the Avs controlled the entire ice from one end to the other and the neutral zone for most of the game. Berube said guys battled and kept battling, and that's what it boils down to. We didn't get off to the start we wanted, being down quick. I thought the second half of the second period we started to come with our game, getting to the goal line, winning battles down low. We went north. That's what it boils down to. And then how about McKinnon's last goal for the Hattie? He just flew up the ice through all 3 zones and beat Nick Leddy, got past him, and then flicked the puck past Husso. It was the second straight game that an Avs player had a hat trick. Of course, Kadri did it with 3 goals in the Game 4 win in St. Louis. And it was Kadri's first game back in Denver after his collision with Binnington. And Binnington's gone for the series. You know, obviously we talked about Kadri, the subject of racist comments and threats, death threats, everything else. Police presence at their hotel and at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis for Game 4. But here's the deal. This was a big Game 5 in Denver, and fans, some of them, carried signs that said stand with Nas. And they had it all over the glass for the game. Everybody was all caught up in it. But the bottom line is, when McKinnon had the Hattie, the hats were pouring on the ice, and the Blues didn't care. They wanted to mount one more rally. They wanted to tie it, and they did it real late to send it to overtime. And so Husso is pulled. Thomas scores. Bozak wins it. In overtime to force Game 6 tonight. Landeskog said they ramped up their desperation level. We didn't get it done. It's playoff hockey. It's not supposed to be easy. Well, he's right about that. I got to tell you, I can't even fathom that the Colorado Avalanche, everybody's favorite team to win it all, really the favorite to get it done and hoist the Stanley Cup, even over the Panthers, who had the President's Cup. Everybody thought it was the Avs that were going to win it all. And now you got people talking about the Avs and Lightning, the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs, possibly hooking up in the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, we'll see, because now you're in St. Louis tonight, and the Blues can even the series. They would have to go back to Denver for a game 7 on Sunday and miraculously win 2 straight in Denver to win the series. Stranger things have happened. I can't see it happening, although I was all over the Avs on Wednesday night. I bet on them. I thought they'd win for sure. I mean, when you're up 3-0 and then you get tied and then you go up 4-3 and there's less than a minute left in the game and you can't seal the deal, that's the Avs' fault. That's not my fault. I don't play. I lose bets. It is what it is. I got burned. Bad beat. And you just roll with it and get ready for tonight's game 6. Now, the way the Blues played their asses off, you got to think that, I mean, they got a shot tonight to even the series at the very least. They know how to beat the Avs. They've beaten them, and then they went into Denver and beat them when they shouldn't have won. Down 3 goals, down a goal with a minute left, and you still win the game. Now you have confidence, and you got to figure they're going to go, you know, all in, throw the kitchen sink at them, try to beat them, and try to force it back to the thin air of Denver for a weekend game 7. That's all you can ask from them. And if you're the Avs, you have to start thinking they're tripping, that in the back of their minds, they know that they blew it. They know that they coiffed. They know that they didn't get it done. All their fans, you know, headed to the parking lots, bummed out. They thought they were there, about to have a party, about to celebrate going to the, you know, Western Conference Finals for the first time in a long time. Now, you got to remember, this team has been favored in the West for like the last 3 years to go win the Stanley Cup, and they haven't even sniffed it. They haven't even sniffed the Western Conference Finals. But now they're on the doorstep of it. All they had to do was kill a minute. And I know the Blues threw the extra attacker on the ice, and they got it done. I mean, that was impressive. And especially from a guy, even Bozak, who hasn't done jack in the playoffs, hadn't done jack in the game, barely played in the game, but then has the winner in overtime. I mean, that's badass stuff right there. You got to wonder if the Blues are in the Avs' head now after stealing that game in front of their fans. That place was raucous on Wednesday night. And then it was as quiet as you could hear a pin drop, one of those deals. But now you play tonight in St. Louis. You got to remember, this team has won the Stanley Cup 3 years ago before Tampa went on their back-to-back run that they're on right now. The Blues won the Stanley Cup. This group knows how to win the Stanley Cup, and they played like it Wednesday night, like a team that wouldn't die, wasn't going to die, and didn't die, and now they're home to try to tie the series up. And you're betting on a team that's got it done before, so how do you not like their chances tonight? I think they're going to be in it. I think they can win it and force a game 7 in Denver. Only time will tell. Should be a great game tonight.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.